This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Roger Stone. Some of the brains behind the Trump victory march. He's going to be joining us for a full hour, ladies and gentlemen, coming up today on this Monday, worldwide broadcast, the 11th day of January, 2016. Paul Joseph Watson will be joining us, dealing with the latest Infowars.com article about the public development of what radical Muslim culture calls conquest by rape, or the terrorism of rape that is being directed at Europe and the United States and other areas by design. Shocking footage of the radical jihadists in the Middle East raping and torturing women. And of course, famously, they've grabbed female reporters off the streets while they're reporting how great they are and how wonderful it is they overthrew the Egyptian government. Remember that? And then they take a woman and 100-plus people, gang rape her. And then the feminists all make excuses about it because it doesn't fit into the proper narrative. That's all coming up today. And now Merkel says, you know what? It's 10 million more migrants. See, first it's 100,000, then 300,000, then 1 million, then 3 million, then, oh, I'm afraid it's total invasion, and after 10 million, it'll be 50 million. And after 50 million, it'll be 100 million. And after 100 million, it'll be 300 million. Because there are 1,200,000,000+ Muslims, and about half of them are total sympathizers with jihadists. You know that woman that, quote, silently protested, wearing her hijab, standing up at the Trump rally, who was escorted out for standing up behind Trump, obviously trying to disrupt things? Turns out she's hosted parties for the convicted mastermind of the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. Muslim woman, 56, kicked out of Donald Trump event and booed by audience after standing silent protests when he suggests Syrian refugees are affiliated with ISIS. Affiliated? Most of them are invaders that got kicked out. Well, now there's a new article detailing exactly what she's been connected to, supporting Sharia law and jihad. She supports wearing a full beekeeper suit, a full burqa. But to get in the event, obviously, she just had her head and stuff covered up. And I'm just sorry. My daughters aren't going to put the hood on their head. And I'm not going to throw them into public schools so they can get intimidated by some kind of jihad gang into doing it. That's happening more and more. Those impressionable kids get scared under gang mentality, no matter what the gang is, white supremacist, black supremacist, Crips, Bloods, Mexican Mafia. But more and more, there's Muslim pressure groups in schools, or in Europe especially, and the children, especially girls, go under Stockholm Syndrome and convert to Islam at age 14, 15, and then get on a plane and fly in to be sex dolls for the jihadis. Remember all the young women in England and France and Australia getting on airplanes, running away from mommy and daddy with their little spoiled rotten cards because it was such a radical thing, and then getting to the hellish pits and being used and passed around by the jihadis, and then crying and making phone calls back, mommy, mommy, get me out, mommy, mommy. So this is the wages of tyranny, is complete enslavement and humiliation. It's all coming up. Oh, my gosh, there is just so much to cover today. It is all incredibly important. Strap yourselves in. Get ready. We have multiple jihad attacks in the U.S., Canada, and France, and the media, including Fox News. I was on the elliptical this morning, And they said, radical, you know, shoots police officer in America. No, he was a jihadi. But they won't say it even on Fox.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
David Bowie, 69, died of cancer yesterday. An unnamed cancer. I personally really like David Bowie's music. The full spectrum of it is, it's all good. A lot of it is excellent. And what's even more interesting is his movies like The Hunger, The Man Who Fell from Space. Those are excellent 1970s and 1980s movies. Listen to this lyrics right here. So there goes David Bowie making the jump into hyperspace. Didn't agree with a lot of his politics, but definitely a very, very talented artist. And I tell you, you can't get a more English or Welsh name than his real name. some good lyrics. His real name was David Jones. That's why the old British Navy called the bottom of the ocean Davy Jones's locker, because so many David Joneses went to the bottom of the sea. That's the most common name, at least in olden times. Ian Jolly Old England is David Jones. That's my dad's name. I wonder why my grandparents gave him the most common name there is, at least in Jolly Old England. But David Jones at age 69 is dead, and it's not my father. But I tell you, I got up this morning at about 6:30, went in, turned on the computer. David Bowie's dead. Real name David Jones. I knew his name was David Jones. But when you look at it, and basically the same age as my dad, it gives you a jolt that, man, I want my dad to be around as long as he can be. That's my personal angle on the whole David Bowie situation. And my parents are obviously David Bowie fans. That's how I grew up listening to it. And my mom, you know, showing me David Bowie movies. And we've got so much huge news here to cover. But it is in understanding that we're all just flesh and blood. We are not immortal. On this plane of existence. And so many people don't even think about the fact that you are here today, forever gone, but that what you write and what you speak and what you build and what you say goes on. And even more importantly, if you have children and they have children, then the genetics, not just of you, but of all your ancestors and their instincts and their ideas crystallized, are passed on into the future. What an incredible alchemy of God the Creator. And then, of course, there is a soul. Science, mathematics, interdimensional research has only proven it. So many atheists that are quantum mechanics experts, physicists, genetic engineers actually become very religious, very spiritual, I should say, once they begin to really look into how the universe works. It was the great mathematician and physicist Albert Einstein that said God does not play with dice when it comes to creation. But I certainly get atheists that want to reject the whole religious system as a sophistic, sycophantic fraud of men and women setting themselves up as the priesthood to tell you that they are the way to God, that they are the way to eternity, that they are the way to the mysteries of the universe, when they are not. Most of them not. Christ over and over again said, you do not need to go to these Pharisees and Sadducees that pray up during the Sabbath on the hilltop in front of everybody and tell everybody how good they are and how they follow all of these Levitical rules that they're always expanding and twisting. Know that the kingdom of God is in your heart. That does not mean you are God or that you are the kingdom of God, like the New Agers would say, but you are little g, made in the image of God, and are able to envision and create like God, but on a much smaller scale. And that is in Genesis. And you look at what we built so far, it's nothing. The eye has not seen. Ear has not heard. The mind has never even imagined what we can do. And the technocrats know this, and they want to hoard all the developments humanity comes out with. They want to centralize it all and keep it for themselves. And truly play God. Now, I'm going to get into all the huge news here in a moment, but here's MIT Technology Review. This is propaganda. I have seen similar articles from MIT and from BBC and from other prestigious publications for 20 years since I became a news hound and began reading up to 10 newspapers a day. Back at that time, now it's even more, but I scan. The instant I saw this headline, I knew what it was. But I didn't just believe myself. I read the article this morning. You would have heard this on the show if you've just been listening a year, probably 50 times. If you've been listening 10 years, you've probably heard it thousands of times. So they used to talk about it even more. All the rest of what we look at is window dressing. Human-animal chimeras are gestating on U.S. research farms. And then I knew what the next line would be. They're growing human tissue in cows and pigs, just like they call babies tissue or embryonic stem cells when they're 7 months old being butchered live on a table and dissected. They take them out live and then hook them up to apparatus to keep them alive and then harvest them. Told you that 20 years ago. Now it's mainstream news. I've told you this thousands of times, and I've seen this article, let's not exaggerate, 100-plus times. Similar, it's always the same playbook. Oh, did you know some firms are starting to implant tissue inside cows, inside pigs? Ladies and gentlemen, they're not implanting tissue. They're growing humanoids up to 50 and 60 pounds. Inside cows and inside pigs. And I'm going to say something else right now. That's what we know was going on 30 years ago, because when I learned about it 20 years ago, it was in research papers declassified 10 years before that. So I was 12 years old, and they were creating humanoids for organ harvesting inside cows and pigs publicly. And I come on air and tell people this without showing an article, and we always get emails or comments going, there's that crazy nut. I've seen national news stories saying, he thinks they're growing humans and cows. Or, he thinks they're trying to make the fish gay. What, do you like fish sticks? In my fish tank, Kanye West, South Park? This isn't South Park, folks. They've had thousands of articles. Thousands. Thousands, sometimes thousands a year for a decade, making fun of me about the chemicals in the water causing males to become female and females to become hyperfemale. By the way, making women get cancer at accelerated rates, lowering male fertility, and how it's making the fish and amphibians bisexual. And they make a big joke because they don't want people to be serious and look into this. They want to go, ha ha, he says they're messing with your sexuality, ha ha. Then I show Pentagon documents. They don't want that. So we've got all this other huge news and all these important things happening. It's a big show today. Donald Trump leading in three big national polls, trouncing Hillary Clinton, 20% of Democrats coming over to him, devastating victory. I think he's for real. I think they may try to kill him. We have his shadow campaign head. Stone left the campaign so he can run things on his own, obviously, that the campaign can't do, like super PACs and all the rest of it, but it's all completely kosher. And so he can fire torpedoes about the Clinton raping and then the Bushes and their drug dealing. By the way, Stone, of course, was one of Nixon's top people, one of George Bush Sr.'s top people, super high-level connected, one of the top Republican strategists in the country. That's why he works for Trump, and he's gone full Alex Jones, coming here on air just saying the government runs the drugs, world government, we've got to stop them. That's who's advising Trump. A guy that used to run U.S. operations to get people elected in other countries, not just here. You can probably guess what kind of guy he is, real serious. And he's coming on. That's all important. But human-animal chimeras are gestating on U.S. research farms, a radical new approach. Oh, it's radical. It's new. That's how they sell it, like it's cool. We're only having Army gun confiscation drills in your town. You're very special. That's a tactic they use. A radical new approach to generate human organs is to grow inside pigs or sheep. And then it goes through all of it. But don't worry, it's tissue. No, it's not. They've been unsuccessful just growing them in there. And basically, they're humans without heads. Because that even freaks the researchers out too much, so they can kind of grow them like they want. And you can argue, well, it's just a person. I want those organs. but they've had to make the humans, the humanoids, part cow, part sheep, or part pig to implant them. So, again, MIT, here it is. We're not making it up. I know we can make gay fish jokes and stuff, but if you like dying of cancer, just keep laughing.
Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and is sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. I couldn't believe FEMA tried this until I saw proof. Revealing their secret could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Watch the viral video at FEMA3.com before it disappears again. But be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is, they must know something we don't. Go to FEMA3.com to see the number one item you should be hoarding and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out at many stores across America. Don't miss out. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to FEMA3.com and discover the number one most critical item in a crisis. Watch the shocking video right now at FEMA3.com. Again, that's FEMA3.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Rainier Distillers designs and builds custom copper stills for home purification of water, distilling alcohol, essential oils, cannabis oil, and ethanol fuel. Use these distillers at home to remove all those nasty chemicals that are added to your public drinking water by fluoridation, resulting in pure, safe drinking water for you and your family. Call RainierDistillers.com at 360-446-8998 and check out their website at RAINIERDISTILLERS.com, located in Seattle, Washington.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Crashing the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Paul Joseph Watson will be joining us from London, England, to break down the explosive revelations that the police all over Germany, France, and other countries have been ordered to cover up massive Islamicist rape operations, as rape is used as a terror weapon. Europe faces 10 million more refugees from the Middle East as crisis spirals. That's the UK Express. They're now announcing 10,000 unknown men stage attacks on immigrants in downtown Cologne. All they did was go protest it, and the police attacked them. But they let the Muslims attack the women. The police are only there to protect the radical jihadists because this is part of a takeover. Paris police station attacker lived in German refugee shelter. A man who tried to attack a Paris police station last week had lived at the center, tried to bomb it, for asylum seekers in Germany. And, of course, was a Muslim. Let's continue. You have to read deeply to find that, though. Two men named Muhammad try to shoot up nightclub in Canada, CBC, but that's not their headline. You have to read into it that their names are both Muhammad, but, oh, it wasn't a Muslim group that came in and tried to shoot up the bar, but they got tackled instantly, thank God. Shooter of Philadelphia policeman described as quiet, devout Muslim. Yeah, he runs up in Muslim guards screaming Allah Akbar and shoots the cop, who then starts bleeding everywhere. This happened last week. They cover it up, and I'm watching Fox News this morning on the elliptical. And my phone was dead, or I would have tried to videotape it, but it wasn't charged. And then the elliptical that I have in the bedroom, it doesn't have a DVR on it. The TV doesn't have one, and so I couldn't rewind it. But everybody saw it, I'm sure. It was like 8 o'clock this morning, and they go, coming up later today, radicals in America attacking the police. Extremist. No, it was a Muslim attacker. So then I'm driving in listening to national news radio, and they're saying the same thing about the cop. I mean, it's like, A, it's 5-6 days after it happened, and they won't even say it's a Muslim. I mean, you better believe if it was an NRA guy with an NRA sticker on his car, they'd have said that. Look at that headline. Gunman shoots Philadelphia police officer in the name of Islam. CNBC got it right. Reuters got it right. Why didn't Fox News? Because the Fox News is there to control conservatives, ladies and gentlemen, just like the rhino neocon Republicans are, who are trying to destroy and are in the news today saying Donald Trump is going to destroy the Republican Party. Why? Because he's a populist like Reagan and about to sweep 47 states, many analysts say. They're there to make sure Jeb Bush or Hillary gets in to continue the giant screw job. If Donald Trump gets in, that they might repeal Obamacare that's so unpopular and criminal. The socialists don't even support it now. That's why they got waivers to actually get free health care. Oh, you're an Obama group, an Obama union? You do get free. Everybody else gets triple prices. It's so liberal. Everything they do is discriminatory and sickening on working Americans. I don't care what color you are. So, I've got three articles here where the Paris police are attacked. The bar is attacked by two men named Muhammad attacking. Shooter of Philadelphia policeman described as a quiet, devout Muslim, Reuters. But you watch Fox News, and they're calling it extremist. And again, I didn't want the wars with Muslim countries. I don't think they're all bad people. But the folks they're bringing in that invaded Syria are the worst of the worst. And by the way, coming up, Paul Watson joins us, and then I'm going to air 3 minutes from the exclusive hour-plus-long interview we're going to premiere here on air next Wednesday with my sit-down interview with Louis Farrakhan. And I had a feeling, first time I ever asked to interview him, from some of his speeches and things about, you know, Muhammad was a beautiful white man and some white people can be good and we need to work together, really changing a lot of what he said. And, you know, I went and interviewed him and he basically said, I've changed, I do get mad and say some things I probably shouldn't, but I don't want a civil war. I don't want a race war. And so that's a big deal to have Louis Farrakhan. I don't want to say we're influencing him, but I just got to tell you the facts. Folks, Vladimir Putin does listen. Louis Farrakhan does listen. Matt Drudge listens. Everybody from Jeff Bridges to Kurt Russell to, I mean, you name it. I mean, I'm not bragging. I want you to know the InfoWar is mega successful. I shot 3 Facebook mentions yesterday, just nonchalant. Took me 15 minutes to shoot 3 of them live. You know how many views that had? 1.5 million yesterday, on top of my radio show. The Sunday show reaches 2 million people terrestrially. This one about 4 million a day now. but not mentioning all the YouTube videos and podcasts, we're reaching, I keep saying 20 million a week. We've been doing some of the numbers. It looks like about 28 million people actually tune in every week. That's conservative. I mean, it's just supernova-ing right now. That's why Obama is attacking
we're
us.
We're on the march.
Stay with us.
The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Change going on here. We don't want your Jacobin French Revolution, fake revolution. We want the real revolution against devils. The control of the New World Order. That's Lemmy. He died at 70 last week. The icon of Super Heavy. A lot of great music there, obviously. And David Bowie dead at 69. didn't make it as long as Lemmy. You know, I've talked to several big rock stars, and they say that no one they've ever seen party more than Lemmy, except maybe Al Jorgensen of Ministry. And they say that if there's ever a nuclear war, the only thing living will be Al Jorgensen of Ministry and cockroaches. I've been told that by two big rock stars. They're total machines. Ladies and gentlemen, we do celebrate the dead, the good, the bad, and the ugly, because we're pro-human here. We see the negative in humans, but we also see the positive. All right. Coming up, Trump is turbocharging in every major poll against Hillary. It's huge. It's a landslide unless they steal the election. We're going to talk to his top strategist, Roger Stone. Coming up for a full hour. We're also going to get into, obviously, what's happening with the rape culture and the Clintons and how that ties into the whole Muslim culture of raping and why the left loves to actually abuse women so much and how they get away with it. Because it all ties together with these brutalizers. I mean, I would never think of raping a woman. Zero, zero desire. No matter how beautiful they were, it just turns my stomach. It's the antithesis. But a lot of people want it because it's the power they want over someone. And I guess that's people that don't have power want power over the innocents. But when you've got real power, you want to build other people up. And that's the problem. We're not led by real leaders that want to build civilizations and are fans of humanity. We're also going to get into the latest with what's happening with the economy, what's happening with science, what's happening with Russia, which is a Viktor Brzezinski calling for all these wars. And, of course, coming up in about 12 minutes or so, after Paul Watson leaves us, I'm going to air a small first clip of the Louis Farrakhan interview that will air next Wednesday. Now, the video is up on Infowars.com with the headline, Louis Farrakhan agrees with Donald Trump on Syrian refugees. Louis Farrakhan agrees with Trump's plan to limit migrants. It's red linked, and the entire, I got 2 hours with it, 2 hours with it. There's a few, you know, bathroom break, whatever in there. Change tape breaks or whatever, card breaks, but we've got almost 2 hours of footage. It's all incredible Louis Farrakhan stuff. And again, I went there to try to get him to push to not have a race war, to not go along with the Soros plan. He agreed that's a plan. He agreed it's happening, and he agreed it needs to be stopped. You can say what you want about Louis Farrakhan a year ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. They take a lot of what he says out of context. Some of it I disagree with, even in the context of you know, the full clip. That isn't what's happening here. I'm trying to be diplomatic. He's trying to be diplomatic. And we're actually trying to build a better world. Does that mean I endorse everything Louis Farrakhan says? Absolutely not. Same thing back at me. But it's a big deal because he's one of the biggest black leaders in the world. He's a big deal. In fact, they say a prophet's not known in their own country, to have that quote. And that applies to people that aren't prophets. But the point is that he's even bigger in Europe and Africa and places in the Middle East than he is here. So him coming out saying the things he says is powerful about world government, new world order, that he's been watching me for a long time. They would do stuff like turn a computer on, and then I'd already be on. They'd be, oh, excuse us. And they're like, we listen every day. We watch every day. I was up there in the big boardroom with these guys, I mean, the entire leadership of the Nation of Islam, basically, and I recognize these faces. A lot of them were very successful black business leaders, you know, people that were well-known. And I was like, I recognize these people's faces. So these people that, like, own businesses, your big companies, you name it. And they were all super serious, super focused. I was shocked by it. I mean, they were as serious as, like, being in a room with a bunch of military commanders or something. And so that was very refreshing compared to the brain-dead public. Again, I'm not endorsing what they're saying or doing, but the globalists are the ones putting the cancer viruses in the vaccines. So that Louis Farrakhan is coming up. The first look at it, the video right now is on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And imagine with Louis Farrakhan basically coming out in support of Trump, I mean, that could get him 30-40% of the black vote right there. I mean, that's a big deal, folks. We have new specials out. These are great specials. Your purchase supports the broadcast and makes it possible. Buy one X2 Nation iodine, our best-selling good halogen that blocks the bad halogens, obviously, and has just done so much for my life. You can read the rave reviews at InfoWarsLife.com from third-party sites. And get Silver Bullet for half off. That's 50% off our incredible 30 parts per million colloidal silver when you buy a bottle of X2, and you'll get a free InfoWars 2016 calendar. That's an amazing deal that has thousands of dollars of promo code coupons that you can use at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com on non-GMO seeds, T-shirts, Patriot apparel, videos, books, films, shortwave radios, water filters. I mean, it's simply amazing. Take advantage of this opportunity to experience the 1-2 punch of our favorite combo. Combine the power of X2 Nation iodine with the faithful reliability of your potent Silver Bullet colloidal silver. These are two amazing products that you should always have within reach and stockpile. They also make great gifts. Get our brand new glossy 2016 calendar featuring inspirational images and quotes, sure to motivate the true patriot in all of us. Now get one free with every purchase and get Silver Bullet half price. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And without you buying the products that are already first-rate and excellent and discounted, you're also funding an organization that is savaging the globalists. I mean, our growth rate is frightening. Because I know when Obama's shooting his mouth off about the conspiracy websites that say we want to confiscate, don't listen to them, they're talking about us. His surrogates name us daily in thousands of papers some weeks. Usually I'm in 20, 30 articles a day. I mean, it's thousands a week. I mean, it is. And they've gone weaponized, folks. It's just, I can win lawsuits on every front. But they want to tie me up. That's the plan, I've been told, hoping I'll go sue them. I'm with the terrorist. I hate black people. I'm a racist. I hate women. I'm a predator. I mean, from Bill O'Reilly to CNN, I mean, they're doing it, folks. Just out of the blue. We got to stop online sex predators. Cuts to a clip of me not even talking about sex. Never have been charged, convicted, alluded to. That's how desperate they are, folks. My lawyer said, you will win a lawsuit. It'll cost you $1 million, take 3 years. You want to do it. I mean, I've got them. But it doesn't matter. They're weaponized. They don't care who they slander now. So joining us till the break in about 10 minutes is Paul Watson. We'll come back with Louis Farrakhan. He's giving us a preview of what's coming up in a big breakdown and more news in the fourth hour. He's going to be hosting today. He is the editor-at-large of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, one of the most prolific, successful writers in the world today. I should just tell you about the success of Paul Watson. His articles alone on InfoWars and Prison Planet, now get ready for this, are read by more than 20 million people on our platforms. Can you imagine everywhere else they're copied to? Just an example of how the New York Times, it's bankrupt. It's a joke. The Patriot Movement is the new New York Times. Paul Joseph Watson from the United Kingdom. It is great to have you with us. I tell you, this situation in Europe where they bring in millions of refugees, they rape en masse, they're allowed to rape, the new footage of them shooting guns, we're going to roll some of that in the background, in Cologne, women with children running in fear, the police doing nothing. Now if you come out and demonstrate against them, the police literally attacked with tear gas in Cologne yesterday. Paul Watson, they've announced 10 million more to stream into Europe. What's the master plan, Paul Watson?
The master plan, Alex, is to import a bunch of people that will vote for bigger government. They become dependent on government. Their children become dependent on government, and it creates a bigger state. That's the political motive. Of course, corporations get to hire them as cheap labor and drive everyone else's wages down. So there are a number of motives. But in fact, you have German politicians, and this was in my article, The Rape of Europe, going before Parliament and saying, Muslim migrants will be the majority in major German cities. Actual German citizens will be the minority. And this is a good thing. And anyone who disagrees with that is a right-wing extremist or a racist. Well, first of all, Islam isn't a race. I have to say that over and over again. Second of all, this rape culture that's now being imported into the West primarily affects Muslim women in those migrant camps. For months and months and months, we've been reporting on people in and around the migrant camps being raped, both Muslim women and German citizens, Swedish citizens, Norwegian citizens. So then when this mass molestation happened in Cologne, Helsinki, Hamburg, Stuttgart, Zurich, all these are the European cities. The authorities were all, oh, this is so shocking that this happened. Who could have possibly foreseen this? When for months and months, you had top social services organizations in Germany saying, this is an epidemic of rape in these migrant camps. Muslim women and young girls, children, are being raped over and over again. What are we going to do about it? And of course, German European citizens are now being raped as well. And it all goes back to what's in the article up on Infowars.com right now, which is this phenomenon that's been noted over the past several years called Taharush, which is this custom, if you want to call it that, of mobs of Muslim men leaping on, viciously attacking women, sexually assaulting them, stealing from them, exactly what we saw in Cologne. And you remember back in 2011, CBS reporter Laura Logan, she was attacked by 200 Egyptian men in Tahrir Square during the uprising. Again, this is part of their culture. There was another Dutch journalist who was attacked, and that's actually the video in this article, completely harrowing, attacked in the same way. So it goes back to this argument of, oh, that's just their culture, we have to respect it. If you criticize it, you're racist. Well, I'm sorry, but an actual rape culture, the molestation of women, that's not a culture that should be respected. You can hear this over and over again. It's like in India. You know, in India, UNICEF, year after year after year, has to run a program where they train Indians not to defecate on the streets. Like 600 million Indians, almost half of the population, don't know how to use toilets. And it's caused a huge health problem. And UNICEF has to train them to use toilets. I'm sorry, but that is a bad culture. It needs to be resolved, and it doesn't need to be imported into the West. And it's not racist.
Now you're being racist against people defecating on the street. Now, I think people should go to the White House and defecate on the front fence. I'm not literally saying that, but if they're so into this, I think Hillary should have all the defecation. But that's bad enough. But at least it's not a big thing to rape women as much over there. Some of it happens. But what about mass raping? Because the feminists are all saying the West mass rapes, when the West is what has always fought against that. But, I mean, now I saw feminist groups in mainstream news articles actually blaming German men even after it came out. I mean, it's just insane. What is the master plan? Why do they hate the West so much? I'm not talking about the mass rapers, the folks running around with guns in Cologne, even though they have massive gun restrictions in Germany. The illegal aliens, or I guess legal aliens in Germany, are just running around with semi-auto handguns, firing them into the sky, firing mortar shells that will burn down houses into people's buildings, foaming at the mouth, and also doing Mac Daddy Homie G stuff. I've noticed that they've merged with the whole gangster rap thing, creating a special mutated culture.
No, that's also comes out of ISIS. It's called Jihadi Cool. They've merged with that gang culture because it's, you know, it feeds into each other. One of the other objectives when you talk about the wider agenda is clamping down on our rights. So they're going to use criticism of Muslim rape gangs to restrict the free speech of people who are critical of government in general. And we're now seeing that on Twitter. You know, back in October, Twitter released a new policy where they said that sensitive material, I'll read it out, this is their policy, hate speech or advocacy against an individual, organization, or protected group based on religion, age, sex, sexual orientation, and so on, now is being monitored for deletion and censorship by Twitter.
And in Cologne, the Germans went out to protest and the police attacked them with tear gas, but they let the radical Muslims run around and rape. I mean, again, socialism turns the local government into pure evil.
Yeah, and now they're using it to institute censorship. On the back of the biggest shareholder, the second biggest shareholder of Twitter being Prince Alawi bin Talal of Saudi Arabia. So now you're seeing people get censored on Twitter, and you know, people say, well, who cares? I don't use Twitter. Well, first of all, as Drudge said, we're creating these internet ghettos where all the content goes into social media. Second of all, first it's Twitter, then it's Facebook, then it's feminists going to the UN and saying ISPs should cut off people's internet access if they criticize.
Yeah,
feminists.
It's already happening in Europe. And these people that say don't use Google, don't use YouTube, don't use Facebook, don't use Yahoo, they're idiots. It's like, I don't care about Rush Limbaugh. Let them arrest him or kick him off air. They admit that once they get him, they're going to get all the talk radio, you morons. And I'm talking not to our listeners, but people that have this attitude, even in the Liberty Movement, that if somebody falls, you get bigger. No, we're in an all-out war with globalists enslaving us. Stop competing with each other in the Patriot Movement. We're up against people that want to end our platforms and our ability to get on the field, period. We're in a fight for our lives, people. A total fight for everything. First Amendment, Second Amendment, Tenth Amendment, Fourth Amendment. The fighting must end in the Liberty Movement, period. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, and then they say, oh, forget Twitter. Come and join my new social network, which has got like 20 users and nobody looks at. No, that's not a solution. So then you've got
we must invade Twitter. We must invade Facebook. We must invade YouTube, as we've done. Paul, stay there. I'm going to get the Faircon next hour. If people want to see it, it's on Infowars.com. It's incredibly powerful, where he basically endorses Donald Trump. He told me in a private meeting, he said it wasn't off record, but we met for 45 minutes before the interview. He said, I think Donald Trump may be the answer to save America, but I don't know how to say it because he says things that are bad. But so do I sometimes when I'm angry. But I think he really is outside the system, and he could break it. But I'm not making fun of him. That's how he talks. I mean, I'm sitting there, Louis Faircon. I've been talking to him 10 minutes, and he's endorsing Donald Trump. I mean, stay there, Paul. We'll be back.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If I'm ranting, it's because my heart's beating fast. My blood pressure's up. In fact, I've been taking my blood pressure lately before I work out and after. And my blood pressure is up. I've lost weight. I'm healthier. But just physically, my blood pressure is up at a physical level because we're watching MIT announce they're growing cloned humans inside cows and pigs. That's in the news today. I knew that 20 years ago, but now it's just being thrown in our face. They're just announcing robots to take over the combat in the military. They're announcing that they admit women are put in the military to destroy it so they can be forced to go to robots. They're actually in the news saying, doesn't matter, humans are done soon anyways, put women in, make it like a social club. I mean, it's crazy when everything we've talked about is now becoming mainstream, but then they just get away with it. And then meanwhile, Trump is surging in all these polls, beating Hillary by 3 to 5 points in national polls. It's just incredible. Sylvester Stallone comes out and says he loves Trump. Paul, getting into the whole radical Muslim jihad, what's the big picture here? Because I know it's about clash of civilizations and take our rights once the Muslims, you know, attack and rape and say that we can't have speech to conform with them. We know that's the model, but do they really think their own leftist followers are going to put up with being treated like this? Because it's causing liberal Germans to basically exodus en masse. It's causing Politico's reporting today that the smallest number basically ever identify themselves as Democrats in America. Top statisticians are saying they think 47%. I don't know. It just makes my head spin to know that 47, actually, so that would be like 90-something percent of the states are going to go Republican. And I'm not saying that's going to save us, but it shows the discontent. I mean, why are they jumping the shark so crazily, Paul?
Well, I just lost the feed there. But, I mean, it's a threat to our rights in general. I was in Paris like a week ago. They've got back searches to go into restaurants. What are two bouncers who are completely unarmed going to do when they're overwhelmed with jihadists searching women's handbags? I mean, what is the point in that?
It's all about general martial law. It's all about general martial law.
Which is the impact of turning Western society into Israel, into Jerusalem, where it's a complete police state. And to go about our daily business, we have to go through this because of this threat that they've imported. Now, in Canada today, last night, you had two guys called Mohammed shoot up a nightclub. Barely anyone's even reporting on it. They then even mention the word Muslim, because, of course, this has nothing to do with the religion of peace. So you've got leftists saying, oh, what's happening in Oregon? You know, people occupying an empty building in the middle of nowhere is terrorism, and the media won't say it's terrorism because white people did it. Meanwhile, two guys called Mohammed are shooting up a nightclub in Canada, and it's in Canadian media, and they don't even mention the word.
Fox News, Paul, won't even call the guy that shot the cop and you know, blew his brains everywhere. Won't last week in Philadelphia, they won't even call that jihad. When the guy said Allah Akbar in a Muslim outfit and did it for Allah.
And now we've got the German interior minister saying that the mass sexual molestations, which are up to 600 plus, just the reported ones in Cologne and other cities, what's at least as awful, in his own words, are right-wing people on internet message boards posting criticism of migrants. That's what the German interior minister said. You had a libertarian blogger today called Christopher Cantwell who said that Germans should have the right to arm themselves to defend themselves against rapists, banned from Facebook. Okay, you've got similar things happening on Twitter. I post images, which aren't even offensive at all, about this rape situation. They get censored from Twitter. It says you have to agree to see potentially sensitive material.
Paul, stay there. Do five more. Then, the big Trump insider on air on the plan to take down Hillary and Jeb, and the plan's working. We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Visit GCNLive.com.
Infowars.com. Today.